Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
And that all, I think, and I think you would agree, out of the lesson that we're looking at today, it really all starts with the heart of the man. Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Everything comes from the heart, right? So the heart's got to be right if the life is going to be right. I know you said that in this lesson. To talk a little bit about that, because Proverbs starts with the fear of God, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge, of all wisdom. And I think it was, I want to make sure I get the quote right. I think Tony Evans once said that fearing God is just taking him seriously. Like, what does his word say? What does he say about an issue? And so just for the man in this path, if it's going to be right publicly, it's got to be right privately, right? So talk a little bit about the heart being right, keeping your heart with all diligence. Like, what is that meaning there to you guys? Not what does it mean to you guys? That's poor homiletics there, or hermeneutics, excuse me. But what is that text saying about keeping your heart with all diligence?
I think it just reminds us the first person we lead is ourselves. I mean,
that's good.
I think just looking at our own life and doing if we need to do an inventory, we need to check our motives and, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I not doing what I'm not doing? What are those decisions I'm having to process? And, you know, if we're not able to capture, you know, in our own heart what God's will is, we're going to have a hard time transferring that to somebody else. So what is God saying to me, and how am I responding to it in my heart? Am I resisting what God wants to do, or am I receiving what God's teaching me? You know, which I think a lot of times he's working in our lives, he might want to work in somebody else's. And so we're going to be the ones that stops the work of God. And that's why we need a clean heart. You know, the shepherd, David said, give me clean hands and a pure heart. You know, as we get that life clean and pure and ready to be used, so we can see things we've never seen before. And I think, you know, Jesus even said it in several places, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts and murders, adulteries, fornications, and thefts and false witness, blasphemies. And, you know, thinking about Proverbs again, he says, keep your heart with all diligence. I mean, it's hard work.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard work to get, you know, keep your heart clean and pure and your motives right. So diligence is not a careless word he's using there. It's a really strong word he's using. I think the translation is some of the passages in God's word, even in New Testament, with all diligence, add to your faith. And so it's adding maximum effort to what God's already done. I'm going to do what I can. God's changed my life. God's impacted my life. So with all diligence, I want to keep that open for God to continue to minister to and speak into.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You said it's hard work with all diligence. I mean, have you guys, either one of you, Justin or Keith, have you ever met a godly man, or even a godly woman for that matter, who did not or was not one that practiced spiritual disciplines? And actually, I mean, that sanctification process doesn't happen by itself, right? I've never met a godly man or woman that didn't seek God in private, didn't have a strong prayer life. I mean, I don't know if you guys have, but I haven't.
Yeah, I always think about the saying, the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. You know, he goes on and lists in that whole passage all these external things, but before he ever gets to those external things, you know, he deals with the internal aspect of man. And, you know, like you're saying, Mike, I can think of several people in my life who I've seen exemplify externally, you know, what it means, you know, to walk as a believer and to exemplify godliness and Christ-likeness in the Christian life. But I also know that, you know, internally who they were, that wasn't just an external show. You know, I knew the heart of the individual, and specifically their heart for the Lord, you know, and their walk with the Lord. And, you know, this is something that's kind of near and dear to me, you know, just from, and I know you do a lot of counseling as well, Mike, you know, but, you know, people complain a whole lot about the fruit, but never deal with the root. They just never, you know, people complain about, you know, dealing with covetousness, or they're dealing with worry and doubt, you know, which is the fruit. You know, none of us like that feeling that we get. You know, I don't like the feeling I get when I overate. I don't like feeling like stuffed or full, right?
I keep doing it though.
But in the moment, man, I'm really enjoying it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But then later on, you know, the consequences that I'm dealing with from the overeating, you know, I don't like that feeling. And nobody likes the feeling of the fruit that they're dealing with, you know, but there's something internally that they've never learned to uproot and deal with in the heart. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, put up boundaries so that they never go back to that place again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's why you have to get stretchy pants, man.
That's not the boundaries I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you think about this thing about, you know, he deals with the heart to begin with. In Proverbs, it immediately moves to the mouth. And Jesus said, for those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. And so, you know, we got to really understand what people are saying. And, you know, I think for us to really be able to minister to them in an effective way is pay close attention to what they're saying, because it could really reveal what's going on in their heart or what needs to take place in their heart. And if we're dads or husbands or, you know, leaders of churches, and we need to leverage the privilege of a pure heart, you know, because Jesus, you know, says in the blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So that's obviously true. I've learned this recently, and it, you know, I've known this, but didn't know it to put it this way. But purity brings clarity, but also clarity brings peace. Mm. And as you're able to, you know, move through life and get on the path God wants you to be on, it's not, you know, some ways that path may not be easy. And, you know, if I'm going to be wounded by the situation I find myself in, if I'm going to let the wounds of what's happened to me and take that on to become my identity, I really haven't guarded my heart. I haven't protected my heart, because remember, Scripture tells me who I am in Christ, who I can be in Christ, and not let the tragedy or the difficulty define me. It's the Christ who's in me that really wants to define me. And that's why I think when we get before God with a clean hand and a, you know, ultimately a pure heart, he can take us places we only he can. And the blessing is we get to take others with us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that issues out of the heart springs the issues of life. I like to tell people, by show of hands, how many of you have issues in your life? And of course, everybody who's honest said, raise your hands. I got issues in my life, my personal life, my family life. And I recognize that a lot of the issues I have in my life are because of stuff in my own heart. And so the issues that the Proverbs is talking about there are issues of your thoughts, right? Out of your heart comes your thoughts, out of your heart, that center of your being, who you really are is who you are inside, right? The thoughts, the words, the choices we make of avoiding certain things, not traveling on certain paths, all comes from our heart. So we have to pay careful attention to it. You know, pray as a psalmist prayed, creating me a clean heart, O God. And that was, by the way, that Psalm 51:10 there was a repentance psalm of David and his affair of Bathsheba. He went down the wrong path and he needed the clean heart. I like to tell people when it talks about out of the abundance, when Jesus said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I like to tell people what I think the good old Southern Georgia country boy translation of that would be, what's in the well comes up in the bucket, right? Yeah. If it's in the heart, it comes out of the mouth. It's the same thing with our Matthew 6, when Jesus says, for where your treasure is or your heart is also. Like, there's certain things that I spend my money on and what I don't spend my money on that reveal the true nature of my heart. So I think this is a plea for Proverbs and for you men and even ladies listening to really pay careful attention to your heart. It sets our path, right? The private matters of your heart. Men fall in private long before they fall in public, right? So
yeah, and that's that, you know, that if we get occupied in our mind, the areas of our life that, you know, really are not where God wants us to meditate or think about. I mean, even in, you know, the next verse in Proverbs 24 or 4, chapter 4, verse 24 says, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. I think you got to do that before you even get going. You know, I've been around enough life, you know, that there's a lot of people that are critical and, you know, hard to be around. Nothing's ever right. And, you know, it's just setting the pace, you know.
They're church folks mostly. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, I think, I don't think we really realize the power of the tongue and the influence that determines the path of others. And you know, if we're really going to be open to God's will and leadership, Jesus even said, he said in Matthew 12:36, "But I say to you, for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of the day of judgment." Every idle word we talk about. And so I just think we need to understand that, you know, if our heart's not right, obviously what we're going to say is not going to be what it needs to be.
That's right.
And a lot of times we lead with what we say, you know. So I think it's those really tie really close together. And when I think about, you know, the word of God, it comes from a pure heart, God himself, and he's using his word to direct us. And so the words that we have in our Bibles are inspired by, they're God-breathed. They're coming out of his mouth, out of a pure heart, which leads to a place of victory, vitality, great hope, and great encouragement. And then the warnings he gives us from Scripture really protect us if we just respond to the leader of our heart, and that's God himself. And hopefully we allow him to be the one that's cleaning us up and getting us moving in the right direction.
Yeah, my words are an indication of where my heart's at, but I may not even realize what the real problem is. So where my words reveal that there may be a problem, his words are what really gets to what the problem is, you know? Mm-hmm. And I need his, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've been in the word of God, and God's revealed something to me that there was an issue in my life I wasn't even aware of.
That's right.
You know? And that's why I think, you know, if we neglect it, his book, you know, we're missing. We're never going to get to the root of it. We're never going to get to the heart of it on my own, you know.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.